The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi, translated by William Scott Wilson, narrated by Scott Brick. Translation copyright 2002 by William Scott Wilson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Kodansha International Limited and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword. In a private collection in Japan, there is a remarkable painting, nearly 400 years old, of a shrike on a withered branch. Done in monochrome India ink and measuring about 4 feet high by 1.5 feet wide, it expresses a tension and clarity of spirit that seem to go far beyond the bounds of its relatively few lines. The shrike sits with extraordinary attention and concentration, its sharp beak a subtle and almost cruel curve, its gaze cast into the void. It is clearly a bird such as we rarely see in our backyards. As we continue to look at this work, it is the single stroke depicting the greater part of the branch that becomes most arresting. Rising up from the bottom left of the painting and cutting through its near center, it is grace and strength in a single quick movement, standing out against nothingness. The observer might conclude that the painter must have been, in a sense, absolutely fearless. How else the decisiveness and total self-confidence of this one sword-like stroke? The painter's name was Niten, or Two Heavens. More exactly, Niten was the artistic name of one Shinmen Musashi, or Miyamoto Musashi. With the publication of The Book of Five Rings, I feel a sense of completion on what might be considered a short cycle of